Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to a very special edition of the Strang Report. Today, I get to interview a man who is not only a very good friend, but an enormous entrepreneur, a great man of God, and one of the most successful African-American businessmen in the United States. His name is Al Hollingsworth. I've had the opportunity to know him for more than a decade, almost two decades, and I've admired not only his expertise as a businessman, but his commitment to the kingdom, where he has started Boss the Movement, how he's been involved in many different things, and now in a time in his life when most men, particularly people of means, begin to slow down, he felt that God gave him an idea that will bring in multiplied millions of dollars and bless the lives of people and meet a need unlike anything before. So this is a man who knows how to dream dreams. He's a man who knows how to inspire others. And I believe that you're going to be inspired today on this podcast. After this word from our sponsor, we'll come back and I'll be interviewing my friend, Al Hollingsworth.
That tiny two-letter word, if, it's the hinge on the door of possibilities. Some of us are stuck in the if-onlys and if I would've, if I could've. And our life is measured by regret. But God can turn our ifs and our regrets into a what-if attitude, a faith that looks forward to the future with holy confidence. You know, there's 1,784 ifs in the Bible. The most significant, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me ask you that today as you're listening. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who could be against your dreams and your hopes and all that it is that God has promised you? It's a game changer. God is always on our side, every day, in every way. You can find the book, If, at ifbook.com. It's published by the Baker Publishing Group. I really hope you get a hold of this book and stop using the word if in your life and start thinking about now. The ifbook.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. I have a very special guest who has been a good friend for a long time. His name is Al Hollingsworth. He's a very successful businessman, but more than that, he's a man of God and he's a visionary. And he has started many things, including his company, Al Delano, a ministry called Boss the Movement, which is incredible, which I ought to talk to you about sometime. But I'm most interested in what you're doing now as a visionary. At a time in your life when a lot of men slow down, you felt that the Lord said, "What have you done for me lately?" And tell us what happened with that vision.
Well, you know, one of the things is I was starting to get, people start meeting familiar friends when you get older by the name of Arthur and Ritus. And they began to speak to us very loudly and want to slow us down and become comfortable. And one of the things that I've been doing much of my life is inspiring my wife and I, Hattie. So let me, when I say I mean Hattie and I. We've been ministering all over the world, teaching people to live out vision and teaching people to kick, and this kingdom suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. But yet we were becoming comfortable with the successes of our past. And many of us live on our fat, you know, the things that we've eaten yesterday, and we can go a long time surviving on the fat of our previous successes of wealth, etc. And I was just inspiring other people, and the Lord spoke to me one day in my quiet time. He says, "Alfred, what have you done for me lately?" And that one word was so simple. And I would, for those listeners, I would have you, if you're becoming comfortable and sedentary in your life, God is a God of now, not the past. And he was challenging me that as I was challenging others to dream, not to be comfortable with what I have acquired as stuff of the past, and begin to bring forth his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's our assignment as the church, to bring the invisible to the physical and bring the dreams that God has already predestined for each of us in our hearts that he wants us to bring it now into fruition in the earth as signs and wonders. And that's what started my dreaming, this solar cold box. We began to have a burden, and it didn't just start. This burden had been upon our travels to developing nations. We had seen the inability for these nations to unearth their own wealth, and God wanted us to be an answer to those problems.
Well, let me explain this a little bit. Our listeners are probably not heard about it, as I hadn't heard about it until recently. We are going to cover this in Charisma and online. And I recently saw a video that shows that many places where there's no refrigeration, food spoils. And so even in our own country, that is very highly developed, of course, there are disasters, which means that the grid goes down. So what you've developed is sort of a standalone cold storage unit that can make ice and water and exist off of solar power. Anywhere really in the world where they have sunshine, I guess, and where you can transport it. So tell us a little bit more about this and what it all entails and what the future holds.
Well, if you can imagine now, just imagine where 40% of waste of food globally is because of lack of the ability to preserve food from post-harvest to the market. 40% waste of food in developing nations from post-harvest to market. It's been predicted that by year 2035, some say 2025, that there would be a global famine. Imagine what this would do as a reversal to famine by being able to preserve what we have been accepting as waste. Imagine young children under the age of five, one out of every five children perish because of some water-related disease. If we can now have clean water, not taken from streams that have been polluted, or, you know, maybe rivers and so forth, but now they can just draw it out of the air, the moisture out of the air, the humidity. These are the areas that God had challenged us to begin to think, and he began to surround me with scientists from NASA and other engineers that caught the dream with me, and today we can say a dream has come true. We now are being able to take water out of the air. Just imagine that, and now converting it into drinkable, potable water. And ice that can now preserve fish, and it can preserve food and body parts. Some of you don't want to think about that, but yet that too requires refrigeration. On and on, medicines we can go in being able to preserve life and keep this environment healthy.
Now, this is impressive to me, however you look at it, from a business point of view, from industry, from humanitarian. But there's a spiritual aspect to this, because you're a godly man, you're a man who hears from God, you made reference to it, but yes. Talk a little bit more about how God spoke to you and how this has come to fruition, and perhaps to inspire others. I'm presuming that most of my listeners are believers, on how they can make a difference too.
Well, you know, God has called us in Genesis 1. He's called us as masters, you know, that we are to master this world, this three-dimensional world we live in. And a master is defined as one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a subject matter, able to influence its thought, its opinion, its behavior. In other words, as a master, one should have the capacity to change stuff. And when we see Jesus, the great master, at a wedding feast, we saw him changing water to wine, changing the base makeup of things, protons, neutrons, and electrons, changing those to impossible situations, making them possible by changing the base elements of this world into different fashions and form. And he said, we too should be able to do that. And I went on and saw how he fed the multitude. Where did it come from? There is no lack of protons, neutrons, and electrons. And the first law of thermodynamics, for those of you who are into science, says that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but only converted. But yet as masters, we as the body of Christ, the church, are to be bringing forth and mastering these elements that have always been available to us and to making them more usable for the needs of this world. I believe the church is the answer. And God, in this Joel 2:28 period, is pouring out his dreams and his visions upon those that have ears to hear and will spend time with him, that he can download the answers to our global problems. And I'm so excited to have a personal relationship with the Master that I can hear, and I'm willing to do what he tells me to do. And therefore, we're expecting great exploits to come in these latter years, and we know his coming is near. But we're expecting great things to be done in the body of Christ, being able to answer global problems of hunger and famine.
Well, that's exciting, and our listeners can read about this at Charisma, and later on we'll post the story. But tell our listeners how they could find out more information if they're interested.
Well, the most simple way, and we're all techie to some degree now, I'm assuming. I'm 73, and if I can play on computers, I'm sure all of your listeners can as well. But go to Solar, S-O-L-A-R, coldbox.com. Solar, coldbox, coldbox.com. Very simple. Solar, coldbox. com. And there will be a video. If you scroll down a little bit, there is a video that can tell you everything you might want to know about what God is doing in this time. Amazing things, awesome innovation and creativity he's pouring out upon his people.
And people may also want to be interested in BOSS, the movement. BOSS is an acronym. B-O-S-S stands for
Building on Spiritual Substance. So if they want to go BOSS, the movement, B-O-S-S-T-H-E-M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T, BossTheMovement.com. We are touching thousands and thousands of lives, training young people from ages 7 to 19 how to dream God's dream, how to let God put his mind in them that they can be innovative and creative without all of the constraints of logic. Because in many cases, for poor people, as I was poor as a young person growing up in the projects, God can now convert that poverty into great wealth by favor. And as we listen to him, God will begin to draw us into great success. And we train young people how to live by God's grace, favor, and the processes of doing so.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, and thank you for your enormous influence on my life. For I was trying to think when I first got to know you, probably around 1999, give or take. And we've become friends, and I've come to admire you in so many ways. And
well, Steve, I want to say thank you, Steve, for your audience. Steve has been used by God to open up doors for thousands of people in Indonesia and Africa and Europe, as well as throughout the United States and South America and so on, because of an article he did on us when nobody else was paying attention to this little country bumpkin. Steve took time to do an article on Boss the Movement, and now we have thousands upon thousands of people around the world that have taken our curricula, and now their lives are changed. And the kingdom is being birthed by what we define as kingdompreneurs, those that God has called to build forth his kingdom for kingdom wealth.
Well, thank you, Al Hollingsworth, and thank you for tuning in today to the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Baker Publishing Group. To find out more about their new book called If by Mark Batterson, just visit ifbook.com. I want to spell that because it sounds odd. ifbook.com. The If Book by noted author Mark Batterson. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.